Paul, will Blake Wheeler be a player tomorrow?
If Blake comes to the rink tomorrow, Phil, in the way he did today, he'll be in the lineup, yes.
How did he look to you today at practice?
Yeah, he looked good. Back strong. His stride was good, so skating well.
You had him mixed with Lowry and Thorburn. Is that something you're looking at and thinking about?
I really liked the way those two lines played the last game. When you got a guy coming back off an injury, or there's always some doubt into how he'll fit, so we'll start him there, and there's lots of room to move guys around then.
Spread out the scoring as well, hopefully. And
well, hopefully, yeah.
Perfect. Paul, do you see any similarities between how the team will have to play against Los Angeles tomorrow as against St. Louis?
It's going to be the same kind of game, a real structured team that we'll play against. They have a one way they want to play, and they're pretty consistent with it. They got big bodies, and they move well, and they clearly have some high-end skills. So it'll be a pretty similar game.
Just with kind of following up on Kevin's question, with Blake, you like the way that the other two lines had played. Is it also monitoring Blake's minutes? Is that a situation with his
injury? Leaves you the possibility to do that. You got a guy coming back in off injury. I'm not worried about how many minutes he plays. If he feels as good as he's, you know, his stride is as good all game, he's still playing 20 minutes. There's lots of ice to get him there. And we've got, you know, both for Leak. Drew's different. We don't know him quite as much in terms of how easily you can move him around the lines, but Mike and Blake have both played with Ladd and Little and played well. I really like the way that Little's line looked the last two games. Scheif's line had, you know, 12 shots on goal against a real good defensive team and a real offensive line that they were matched against. So, we'll start there.
And could we get just some updates on the injured guys that you do have right now? You said that Halasek was expected early March. Has he started?
Yeah, expected back
anything?
On the ice early March, and then we'll decide from there. Everybody's exactly where, nobody's overly ahead of the curve or behind it. They're right where I don't even know what I told you on some of those other guys so long ago. Whatever I said a month ago was true.
It was true? Okay.
Still true.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Do you see much difference in LA's game? You know, they put together the game winning streak before the last two losses. Do you see much of a difference in their, are they playing better right now than maybe the last time you saw them? Or?
Confidence, right? You know, they're in that push now. They're playing tight game. The games they lose are tight, and the games they win, they look good and strong and powerful and confidence. They're just moving a little quicker, a little faster with everything they do.
I know you've been saying that you've seen the same things in Hutchinson, but what do you think of the way he's handled this stretch? You know, he's played 5 out of 6 now.
I wonder if he's played less. I'm just thinking of this when you're saying that, and I might, when we were playing every second night, it felt like he may have been in the net more than in what looked like a rotation than he is now, where we got 2 days off between blocks. So he's handled it well. It's an unusual schedule. We paid for this block of time where we get to rest a little bit, and it's given whoever was going a chance to play a bit more, and he's going.
Just one thing with Tallulah, obviously he played an okay game the other night, but it's going to be different after having a little bit more rest. Do you think he'll have a bit more energy, or what other things
I thought
do you
after
think to
the
see
first period he looked a lot more comfortable. He would agree with that. We talked about it. He had quite a day between the trade, overnight in Toronto, getting in, missing the morning skate basically, and then getting in, all the things that go with it. So and then his practices, he looks like we expect him. I liked his game. I think if he plays 3 periods like the last two, we'll be real happy again. That line was good.
You know, what about Mark Stewart? Do you think last game might have been his best since he's been back?
Yes, it was. It was the best game he's played since his injury, back to speed. Gap was real good. Decisions were great. I agree with that, yeah. Oh.
Sorry, just one.
Uh-oh. Turn it back on, please. This guy in the back can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Going by the lines today, you had Gagliardi.
Oh, you can't ask this question. Okay, go ahead.
but you had Gagliardi.
There are lots of guys out there.
Skating, but you had him skating with Slater and Peluso, or at least that's the way that
so
it appeared.
So the first part of practice were more individual skills and special teams. So we had Adam playing defense in those. And then after the break of special teams, we went into line rushes, and Adam
was
Hardy was back up there.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how I would look at what happened out there.